Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 547. It's the 1st of August already, 2016. On the podcast today, I have CEO of Ascent Resources, AST ticker, Colin Hutchinson, talks about the latest news, the signing of gas sales and purchase agreement acquisition of Trometa. And this agreement, by the way, will allow commercial gas production to commence as early as January 2017. Also on the podcast, I have Malky, Oil and Gas Sector Authority, talks about Sound Energy and SDX, ticker SDX. Plus, I also have the top five, the list, the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets watchlist in the last 24 hours. And I also have one for your watchlist, suggested by Chandra, and he's going with CloudTag. And I'll read out the reasons why he's gone with CloudTag in a few minutes.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is CEO of Ascent Resources, that's AST, Colin Hutchinson. Thank you for coming back on, Colin.
Thanks, Justin. It's good to be back.
Now, I don't know what you've done, but it seems like it's positive because I'm looking at the share price today and it's 55 right now as I'm looking, 55.9% up at currently mid price 1.325. So we'll come to the good news in a bit, Colin. For people who are not aware of what you do at Ascent, can you give us sort of a brief summary as to your business?
Yeah, very briefly. Ascent is a oil and gas exploration production company with its main asset. The high potential asset is in Slovenia, about 456 BCF in the ground. And we've had two wells drilled for quite some time now, and we've been working on getting a clear route through to market. And that's what we've announced today, is that we've signed a gas sales agreement, which will allow us to start producing early 2017. And that's why the share price has reacted positively.
Yeah, and there's some good things about this. First of all, you know, it's quicker and cheaper, this route to market, isn't it?
Yes, significantly so. I mean, the long-term strategy had been to build our own processing plant in Slovenia. That's quite costly and quite time-consuming. We're still progressing that, but what this agreement allows us to do is, without having to construct our own processing plant, is to pipe the gas essentially to Croatia, and we'll sell it to another company, INA, at the border. So it's much quicker and much cheaper, circa 10 million euros cheaper.
Wow. Okay. So take us through the acquisition here you're doing for in order for this to happen.
Yeah, the acquisition was important to unlock all of this. The company that we bought, a small Slovenian company called Trometa, which owns a piece of land on which the pipeline, the export production pipeline, terminates. And it has certain rights over that pipeline as well, which meant without the acquisition of Trometa, this route wouldn't be possible. So we've agreed to buy the company, and that it makes it much easier to get access to the pipeline. And it's much cheaper, actually, to build the picking station and the things that we need to send gas along there.
Right, so let's quite touch on. Are you still, you know, bothering with the IPPC permit now? Because I know there's a bit of a hold up there in the courts, but what's happening there?
We will. I mean, we're still pursuing that on various levels. We're looking at our legal grounds to appeal it. There's a couple of different ways we can appeal it. We're looking at ways we could sue for damages. I've been advised that the judgment contravenes the company's human rights under the European Convention, our right to sort of due legal process. So we have good grounds for damages. And at the same time, we're also trying to work out how to rectify it, how we could get around it so we could get the permit issued us in due course. But that's really of secondary importance now. And we'll continue to pursue it in the background. We'd like to get that permit eventually. But the main focus is now trying to get gas out of the ground in January 2017, which this agreement today unlocks.
Yeah, so basically January, which is not far away now. And so it's very imminent, some gas. But like I said, this is a cheaper route to market. So you can see why the share price has gone up by this amount, because it's obviously very good news. And so... So what's next, Colin? What's the next thing we hear news-wise? What's the next thing coming out? I mean, you got the meeting soon, AGM, have you? Or general meeting? Yeah,
we've got the general meeting soon, 22nd of August, which will hopefully approve the proposals, and then there are, I'm not sure what the next news will be. There, I guess there'll be various updates as we get the wells we recompleted, and as we have the processing plant that's there at the minute, the little CPP station. Once that's ready for purpose, and then hopefully we'll be announcing test gas production before too long.
Yeah, well, I know it's quite a few people I've seen on social media saying, "Yeah, this is good news. I've been holding for a while, expecting this to come," because we knew it was coming. Because, like I said at the start, you know, from the very start, you had several options here. You know, the IPPC permit wasn't the only one, and you said that from the start. So, you know, it's one of those things that knowing about a company, if you're an investor, you know, knowing there's a timeline of events and having management like yourself keep reiterating it and then saying it's going to happen, you know, and it's going to be in the near future. It pays, isn't it, to do your work here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's been since before Christmas where we first flagged that we had this route open to us. And we've always known that it was going to come through. It's just that it's taken a little bit longer, particularly just unlocking the access to the pipeline piece. But now everything's fallen into place, and hopefully now there's no further obstacles to getting gas out of the ground.
Yeah, okay, well, listen, I mean, you know, I don't think we need to underline the good news. The share price is doing that for you. But for any reason, there's people out there and they haven't got now Ascent Resources on their Vox Markets watch list. Could you give us three reasons, Colin, for people to do that?
I think the big reason today is that there's a clear route through to market for the gas, which is something we haven't had before. So just a clear route through to market. It's cheaper and quicker than the previous route, and we should have gas by early 2017.
Marvellous. Colin, always nice to chat to you, and it's nice to follow the story of Ascent, and speak to you soon, fella.
Thanks, Justin. Talk to you soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Oil and Gas Sector Authority, Malky. You all right, Malky?
I'm very well this morning, Justin. Thank you very much. And you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's a bit chilly. Do you know what? I got up this morning, thought it was a bit chilly. It's the 1st of August, and I thought, is that it? Summer's gone, it's now heading towards the winter. It just feels a little bit colder, you know?
I've got a horrible feeling. All right, I put my fleece on this morning at my desk.
Wow. Okay, let's have a look at what a stock are you looking at the moment, Valky?
Well, I've got two stocks for you today. One is a stock I haven't mentioned before, which is called SDX Energy.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to talk about Sound. Which is, you know, if you look at the chart on Sound, it's up another 11% this morning. The stock is going through the roof. It was 16.5p. I mean, it was 15.5p when I tipped it in February, January, February. And it was 16p back in a month ago. And it's now gone up to 48p.
Yes. Well, I had, do you know what? I had the guys on the podcast a while back, and they were literally 10 pence a share when they were on. Yeah. And I was thinking, oh, it sounds quite good. And I didn't invest. And now I'm kicking myself.
Well, that's a meeting of investors on Friday, and I was invited to go along and share the proceeds. And the investors are getting very excited, the company getting very excited. They've got, since we talked, their big gas discovery at Tendrara, which is onshore, Morocco has come in, and it's clearly a discovery. You know, it means a lot of money for a company this size. It's now this company is now significantly over 200 million market cap. But you know, the point is that, you know, that it is potentially a really, really big discovery. So, you know, the chief exec was pumping up a huge room full of shareholders on Friday. I haven't seen that for a very long time. Really positive stuff, and you know, it means that that for the for sound shareholders, you know, there's, you know, there's going to be downside, because you don't go up from 16 to 48p in a month and a bit without seeing some sellers. But the point is that they've got very supportive shareholders in everywhere from the retail to the big continental holder, which is you know, which is very good, and they raise money along the route, but very sparingly. So, you know, they're in very good nick. I just wanted to tell people that I'm not losing, you know, any confidence in this company at all. I'm expecting an announcement on that discovery later on this week.
Oh, okay, good, excellent stuff. So there's still, you know, play it safe, but there's still some upside there, you're saying?
Would expect to see people who've been in it for a long time will be, you know, quite rightly taking a bit of money off the table. But the point is, if this discovery is worth as much as it is, people will look back and say, you know, I wouldn't want to take any money off the table at the moment. But
yeah.
From individual positions, you know what they say, you know, don't, you know, if you've bought this stock a little while ago and you put a normal unit in, all of a sudden you've got a huge amount invested, so mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't blame people taking money off the table and then seeing what happens.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and you mentioned as well another stock that I was interested in, not floated long ago, SDX. And tell us about those, Malky.
SDX is a very interesting stock. It's an Egypt play, effectively. It's just, as you say, just listed in London. Where it was in Toronto as well. It still is in Toronto. It raised $10 million net, which was good. But they've got a very good quality business in Egypt, and they have the good thing is it's got very high margin production. So they've got a position where they managed they've got revenue coming through, and they can they pay for all their G&A and more. And build up with the $10 million to make maybe some more acquisitions locally in Egypt, but also, you know, they've got to be able to spend their money on developing the production that it's Meseda license, which is very good, and they will be drilling an exploration well as well. So this is one of those ones which has got cash because it raised it. It's got revenue coming in, so despite the costs it's going to incur this year on Meseda and South Dusuk, the exploration license, will have plenty of cash flow, strong management, and you know, I rate this very highly.
The share price hasn't done a lot, really, is it? I mean, which is quite encouraging from an investor point of view, because it came on when it first announced. A couple of guys on Twitter were saying this is going to be a big stock here, but it hasn't really moved that much, which is good. So people haven't missed an opportunity here, have they?
They haven't missed an opportunity. This one is looking, you know, good, because they ran up, you know, quite nicely on the back of the when they came to the marketplace, and then they've just settled down nicely. You know, I think the company know that they want to get things done here. And so I expect to see some moving around of the portfolio, they're no problem at all at this sort of oil price. So, you know, I've got a valuation of this stock, three or four times the current level at least. I expect to see, you know, more action in SDX Energy in the short and medium term.
Marvellous. It's almost like we're doing the Z here. So the two S's there, Soundall and SDX. Malky, thank you very much. Speak soon.
Okay, look forward to it, Justin. Bye now.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. These are the companies being followed most by private investors, high net worth, you know, fund managers on the Vox Markets website. Okay, at five, straight in there, EasyJet. EZJ, I think I know why. I did send out a blog there. It was very popular on the weekend about EasyJet. It's my first stock in our 1,000 to 100,000 in 50 trades or less stock. It's It's down today. Starting off up is down today. Anyway, EasyJet number 5. And number 4, Bagheer Group. That's B-A-G-R. That was one on your watch list a couple of times last week. Number 3, Stratman Global, S-T-G-R. At number 2, he's on the podcast today. It's Ascent Resources, A-S-T, Colin that was. And number 1, which coincidentally is today's one for your watch list, is CloudTag, C-T-A-G. And okay, straight into that, one for your watch list, suggested by Chandra. It's CloudTag, wearable fitness tracker. How many shares does the company have an issue? Around 300 million. What's current price and market cap? It's 5.9 pence, market cap 20 million. No revenues yet. How much cash or debt does the company have? No debt. But listen, do your own research on every company suggested here. Of course, it's somebody else's research. So I'm not saying it's not accurate. You just don't know. So just back it up with your own research, okay, before you make any decision whatsoever. By all means, put it on your watch list. And you'll get more news from the company when they release it straight to the front screen of your smartphone. Just hit follow on the Vox Markets app there. But, like I said, don't make any investment decisions until you've done massive amounts of due diligence and research. Okay, how much? No debt, apparently. They announced on the 14th of July they'd raised £800,000 through the issue of 15 million new ordinary shares at a price of 5.25. List three reasons why you think this company has potential. Number 1, best and most accurate product in the category. 2, board of directors with previous experience of selling companies. 3, multi-billion industry. It's a fast-growing industry, definitely. So check that out. And it's a very hot stock, especially in the social media sphere. So that's CloudTag CTAG. Do your own research, please. Thank you very much. And listen, if you know of a company you think has potential, please get involved. Suggest it. I will give it the air of publicity. Thank you for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, pay later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.